Hey friends, and welcome back. Today we are going to be talking about progress. I think it's super important to keep these things in mind, especially so that we don't get discouraged and give up. I think a lot of times we can tend to be super hard on ourselves, for one, and two, to place unrealistic expectations on ourselves. So these are things that are going to help you set those realistic goals that get you where you're going, get you where you want to go, and just keep you on track and motivated and keep you from being, you know, discouraged. So these are super important to remember, and a lot of times I think they're things that we forget or we tell other people or apply to other people, but then don't give ourselves that same grace and that same, you know, realistic outlook. So first things first, all of our bodies are different and unique. So that means when we are doing the same training plan as someone else or the same eating, you know, method as someone else, that doesn't necessarily mean that our progress is going to be on the exact same timeline or even the exact same in general. So all of us are unique, and that means that, you know, while I may store my fat on my hips, someone else may store their fat on their belly. So when you are making progress, or when you're setting a goal, I know it's really easy to just be like, I want to look like her, and that's my goal, and that's it. So we have to keep in mind that we are all different, we are all unique, and we are all going to look different, even at the same body fat percentage level. So I can have, you know, 20% body fat, and my best friend could have 20% body fat, and we can look different. Like, our abs will look different, you know, our glutes will look different, like all kinds of stuff. You know, just because we have the same level of body fat doesn't mean that we are going to look exactly the same. So we have to remember that we are all unique. So on our journeys, whether we're working out with a workout partner or, you know, using someone for inspiration or following a plan, we have to remember that our progress is our own. We're on our own unique path. It's going to be our own unique journey through workouts and eating well and finding a healthy lifestyle. And that's okay. That's what makes things wonderful. And, you know, we wouldn't want to all be the same. It's just, it's not exciting that way. So remember, you will make progress. It just doesn't necessarily have to be the same or on the same timeline as someone else. So don't give up on that progress just because it isn't 100% exactly how you envisioned or happening at the speed which you envisioned. Which leads us to our next point. Very important here, very, very important, and one that so often just gets overlooked. Progress takes time. I know that, you know, that you see these memes and they're hilarious because they're so true, that say like, did one workout, checks for abs, not there. Okay, well, yeah, because it takes us a lot longer than, you know, one missed workout or one crazy meal to maybe lose progress. And it's the same way for making progress. So one healthy day, one great workout is not necessarily going to get you progress. You have to be consistent. So consistency over time is what you want. So just being able to remind yourself, you know, when you're 3 weeks in and your brain is like, what the heck, this is stupid, I don't want to do it anymore, I'm not making the progress that I want, and like, it's not happening as fast as I think it should. Being able to step back and remind ourselves, progress takes time. I mean, people work on, you know, building their glutes or whatever it may be for years before they show these before and after pictures where you're like, oh wow, their butt's really flat, to, oh my gosh, their glutes are amazing. So you have to remember, and you always have to remind yourself, that no matter what you're working on, no matter what your goal is, progress takes time. And just being consistent, staying on track, staying motivated, and remembering, not even motivated, because we won't always feel motivated, but just staying consistent and determined. It's really about being determined to get to that goal so that you're putting in the work every day, whether you're motivated or not. Just being consistent over time is what really gets you to where you want to go. So don't worry about the one off day or, you know, the one missed workout or things like that. It's what you're doing long term, consistently over time, that's going to get you the progress that you want. So remember, progress takes time. Don't put unrealistic expectations to make massive progress in, 2 weeks or a month. It takes time. You've got this. Just keep going, because, the more times you quit because it's not going fast enough, the longer that progress takes. So just keep chugging, keep going. You've got this. All right. Another thing that is super important to remember, tweak things. If you hit a plateau, or, whether you're following a workout plan like my Sugary Six Pack app, or you're making your own workouts, or whatever it may be, tweak things. If you feel like you've hit a plateau and, for the last 2 months you haven't seen or felt much difference, maybe you need to up your weight on something. Maybe you need to step back and look at what you're eating and saying, okay, maybe I'm not being honest with myself, because I am having a couple of chocolate chip cookies every night when I should really maybe be having those occasionally instead of nightly. Or, I haven't upped my weights in my workout plan in a really long time, so of course I'm not making that progress anymore. I'm not challenging myself. So remember that just because you find a workout plan that works for a while doesn't mean that you'll never have to challenge yourself more. Doesn't mean that you'll never have to up your weights or up your intensity or change anything ever. You need to tweak things as you go. Now, the benefit to, having a plan like following my app or Get Fit Guide or whatever is I go in and I, program it to get more challenging and harder and things like that as you go. So you really just have to worry about progressing your weights a little bit as you get stronger. But when you're making your own workouts or things like that, you have to remember to continuously challenge yourself. Now, I'm not saying that every single day has to be harder than the last. I'm saying over time, you need to make sure that you're not using, 15 pound weight for your lunges for 3 years straight, because you're never making any progress or progressive overload there. Therefore, you're never challenging your body, and you are going to start to plateau when you don't challenge yourself anymore. So just always remember that. Tweak things, challenge yourself. Super key for continuous progress. And then this one is super important. And kind of where we're gonna wrap up, always go for sustainable progress. I know that we live in a world of quick fixes, detox teas, waist trainers, all of those things that I talked about in my what's really gonna get you abs versus what isn't video. And it can be so tempting because they're promising and they're exciting and the marketing is great, but I promise that going on that 7-day cleanse or getting that waist trainer or doing that detox tea or whatever it is not going to get you that progress in the long term that's sustainable and that you keep. You want to create a healthy lifestyle that you can maintain, because when you're creating a lifestyle that you can maintain that's getting you gradual progress over time, like we talked about, it's gonna be progress that lasts, and it's gonna be a lifestyle that lasts. When we go for that quick fix, like that 7-day cleanse where we're supposed to be promised to lose 10 pounds and blah, blah, blah. Yes, we may lose 10 pounds over that short amount of time or whatever it may be, because we're not eating normal foods. We're only drinking all this crazy stuff and, we're exercising harder than we ever have before in a way that's unsustainable. So while you may lose those 10 pounds or whatever the promise may be, once you go back to behaving in a more normal way, you're going to gain most of that back, or you're going to kind of backtrack a bit on whatever progress it was that you made during that super, super extreme time. So a good example of thinking about this is how bodybuilders, like, they'll go through their cut right before their competition and then they'll bulk, because it's not a maintainable lifestyle to be on that super, super extreme end all the time. So remember, we want to go for sustainable, maintainable progress over quick fixes. I promise you, it makes you happier in the long run, because you're keeping your progress. And though it may be slower, you are feeling better and better and better about it, rather than a cycle of, oh, I did amazing. Oh, crap. I'm losing all my progress. Oh, I did amazing. Oh, crap. I'm losing all my progress. Which just becomes really discouraging and kind of leads to quitting, or, a binge and kind of a binging cycle. So always go for that sustainability, that maintainable lifestyle, creating those healthy habits and, you know, keeping them over the long term. So super, super important. And then I just wanted to throw in there before we're done that when looking at your progress and stuff, I know I touched on it a little bit before, don't compare yourself to other people. We are all in different phases of life. We're all in different stages. We all have a different amount of time or commitment level that we're able to give our, you know, workouts or whatever it may be at that time. So you have to remember that looking at someone on Instagram who can spend an hour and a half in the gym and pay someone to deliver their meals all perfectly tailored to what they need is going to make different progress than someone like, you know, normal who is getting in their workout and doing it and doing everything they can in the, you know, 30 minutes that they have a day and just doing the best that they can to make food for them and their family that's healthy but everyone can eat. So just remember, we're all in different places, different phases of life. And yeah, so we can't really compare. It's never a one-to-one perfect comparison. So don't even bother. Just keep doing what you can do. Keep going for it, giving your best, and you will get there, I promise. It's those little steps that add up. So don't give up. You're doing amazing things every day that you're taking some small step or getting that workout in or choosing that nourishing meal. You are taking steps towards your goals. So remember these things about your progress. Stay positive, stay engaged in your goals, and I promise you will keep working towards them. So thank you so much for being here, guys. I hope this was helpful in some way. Please remember to like and subscribe, all those things that help me to keep going. And of course, let me know below what you thought. Let me know what you're doing today to help you take a small step towards your progress. Or, you know, let me know whatever you'd like. If you have a struggle with, you know, mindset or whatever, because I know that's a lot of what we talked about in this video, let me know below. I hopefully can help you out. And I will see you next time. Thanks for being here. You're the best.